Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today, we have Carolee Moore from CMC Marketing Company, where they help their clients tell a better story and make more money. Carolee is also a business brand coach. She helps ambitious business leaders break through their stuff to build brands with impact. Carolee, welcome to the show today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Katie. It's a pleasure to be here for sure.
Oh, good. Well, hey, could you please tell us more about, let's start with being a business brand coach. Tell us what that means and give us a bit more of kind of like your backstory, who you are.
Sure. So a business brand coach is, I would say it's different from a kind of general business coach that kind of goes through the entire finances. You go through all the things that kind of encompasses an entire business. What I do is I go surgically into some of my clients have called it therapy, but it's into who you are, you know, mm-hmm. why you're doing what you're doing, who you're actually trying to serve, what their challenges are. And a lot of times there's kind of friction between brands and businesses and what they say they do versus what maybe even their clients or customers would say they do, as well as what they hope that they're doing versus what they're actually doing. So that misalignment at times is really where, you know, I come in and try to help with messaging. Before all the design and all the things that you would get in a marketing agency, this really kind of takes all of the muck away from, and sometimes the muck is a mindset issue. Sometimes the muck is, oh, I've been doing it this way for God knows how long. I've been describing the business this way. I've been kind of doing the messaging this way for so long. And so I help folks get clear on what their messaging is so that they can actually start appealing to and engaging with, and obviously closing ideal, emphasis on ideal clients and customers. So that's been really fun. Background on that is it kind of accidentally happened because I realized with some of the folks that were coming to us for service-based, done-for-you things, they really didn't understand who they were serving or exactly what their service was. You know, if you're a financial, you know, advisor, et cetera, you're not just pushing numbers around or, you know, talking to someone about their, you know, investment or retirement or whatever. You're helping mm-hmm. someone create a legacy. You're helping someone be able to, so going a bit deeper beyond just kind of the basics. Mm-hmm. And I realized that they needed coaching. They needed a specific coaching. You know, I'm not talking about your bottom line. We're not going deep into, you know, HR and all these other things. We're really super hyper-focused on that. And it was accidental and realized, you know, as we're going through our strategic conversations before the project started, I was like, I think we need to back up a bit before we can actually start doing your social media and putting messaging out. We have to get a clear messaging. And so that's where it started and it kind of snowballed from there, to be honest. So
right. Okay. Can we talk about the importance of clear messaging a bit more?
Oh my goodness. Think about it. If I always say, like, confused people don't buy.
Yeah.
Like, that's just at the core of it. When we're overwhelmed, when we're confused, or even underwhelmed, we're not going to make purchase decisions. And so the clearer you can get your message, the better. Because one, yes, you're not going to appeal to everyone. And I think a lot of business owners kind of freak out at that point of like, okay, mm-hmm. wait, so I'm not going to be able to sell this to everyone? Yeah, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. However, the people, the specific people that need your service, that you're going to target, they're going to see you. And when compared to someone else who is trying to appeal to everyone, they're going to see you as, oh no, you know, they do this specific thing for people just like me. Mm-hmm. When you get that messaging clear and direct, then it cuts through, like, and it's not just me trying to be cute saying cut through the noise. There's just a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of competition. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. So a clear message is possibly one of the most essential pieces of building out your brand. And also as you're building through everything else, your sales process, all the things, you have to have a clear message in order to actually effectively close any sales or scale anything. Because you can make accidents and still make money, but you can't scale accidentally. It has to be done.
Oh, I love how you put that.
Yeah. And the messaging is a part of that for sure.
So what do you find are some of the false beliefs around that when you start to work with somebody that, you know, you have to like squash, that maybe you'd love if they just, you know, if anybody came to you, if you could tell somebody right now before they start with you, just squash that.
I think I alluded to it already. You cannot, well, you can, but you won't make any money, target every single person on the planet as your customer. It's not possible to do that and to make the kind of money that we are, you know, we're in business to make money, right? Mm-hmm. And thinking about scaling, even as we think about technology companies and the like, there are particular types of people that gravitate towards an Apple. As much as maybe the ads might seem like they're going for everyone, they're really mm-hmm. not, right? Yeah. The kinds of ads that they run, it's for a specific kind of person. When we think of a Whole Foods versus, you know, a Walmart, mm-hmm. different types of people. It's still food, right? It's still, so really, that's the biggest thing. And I can't tell you how many times I've had to have that conversation and spend weeks at times really diving through that whole, hey, okay, you've been offering this as it's a service. Well, everyone needs life insurance. Yeah, they do. But mm-hmm. you can come in and say, well, I'm going to approach life insurance in this way, and I'm going to target this slice of people, or I'm going to partner with these types of businesses to, you know, push this message further, then you will start to see a lot less traction. I mean, a lot more traction, a lot less friction in mm-hmm. getting your message across, because you're not trying to appeal to everyone. It's not possible.
Right.
Someone's going to hate your product. Someone's going to be like, I don't need that. It's mm-hmm. it's life, right? So yeah. That would be the biggest one for sure.
Wow. So when somebody comes to you with that, so they come with their big broad statement, how do you end up working with them to guide them?
the best way to coach, which is not a consultant. And there are times when people call themselves coaches and what they're really doing is consulting. They're giving solutions. They're giving people kind of steps to whatever. I, as a coach, my job, one of the testimonials on my website literally says, if you're looking for someone to do the work for you, it's not Carolee. Mm-hmm. she will come beside you and kind of help you through it. And so for someone who's coming in and saying, you know, everyone needs, for instance, I'll use like a real life person that I've just recently coached that had this same issue, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a financial advisor. I have all this information that I think everyone needs at different parts of their lives. And I'm like, great, I agree mm-hmm. with you. One, who are you currently servicing? And she kind of talks to me about her current clients. I said, okay, who have you enjoyed working with the most? Mm-hmm. She gives me kind of a back of, and I said, why? And then mm-hmm. she describes that as well. And I said, okay, so where is this typical client? Like, where do you think they would be online? Mm-hmm. Oh, they would be here. And by the end of it, right. And this is, I'm condensing all of this. She'd had to do multiple exercises and we went through a bunch of more conversations about her mission and vision and kind of getting her from 10,000 feet up, looking at her 10-year plan, 5-year plan. Like, where do you see your business? And then kind of pulling it back all the way to where she was able to say, wow, one, I have clarity as to what I offer, mm-hmm. what kind of company I want to run, where I want to see it in 5 to 10 years, who I want to actually be the engine to that moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I already know that I enjoy working with them.
Yeah.
And they have the money to pay for my services, because we often forget about that.
That's important.
And so we took it from a general conversation about, you know, what do you actually do? Who are you? What do you actually do? What do you enjoy? Because from that space, she was able to kind of remove this whole idea of I'm serving everyone and say, who do I actually want to serve?
Yeah.
And who can I have the biggest impact with? Right. Mm-hmm. And lastly, who can afford that within that, you know, so at it, every point going from this kind of big focus to where we were able to get it very, very specific. And for years and years of coaching that she did before that, business coaching, she had never gotten that clear on not only her messaging, but on genuinely feeling excited about her business in the future, because she now had clarity of purpose, not just message. So that, I think, for me, is how I start with most of our the clients that I work directly with. Is we start from, you know, we call it the big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yeah.
The BHAG, and then we. we pull it down, because if you don't have a vision for your business, then you'll never hit whatever goal or target you think is your goal or target, because you don't know why it's your goal or target. It's just kind of something nice to say.
Right.
It's just goals are very different from wishes.
Oh, goodness. Right. It's beautiful how you're able to do that, because I think clarity is it is a gift to any business owner. So many of us are running around without that. Yep. And so how did you end up there with that clarity on offering clarity? And what?
Yeah. So a lot of the opposite. So, I mean, I guess it comes from like, okay, I've done all the terrible mistakes. Yeah. How can I help someone not do that? And also, and it's something I actually had to do the same deep work with, like, how did I get here? And why do I actually care about the things that I care about and doing what I'm doing? My heritage is Jamaican, or I was born and raised there. Mm-hmm. And a huge part of Jamaican culture and heritage is storytelling. And I just remember being in awe of my uncles and cousins and even my siblings, which is how well they were able to tell stories and capture everyone's attention and just be so like, oh, you know, everyone's laughing and it's all this thing. And coming here, you know, to the United States, the way that I kind of seeped into the culture and now have the accent where you can't tell I'm Jamaican,
yeah,
is through storytelling, it's through music and movies and poetry and all the things that just inspired me to learn more, you know, history, all the things. It's storytelling. And I started writing my own stories, you know, as a young kid, probably 11, 12 years old. And that kind of grew into poetry and getting published that way. And I got my first degree in communications, and it just kind of grew. I was licensed as a preacher in 2018. Mm-hmm. And even that was as shocking as it was. It wasn't shocking. Mounting that pulpit and speaking and storytelling wasn't weird or awkward to me, to the point where my pastor at the time was like, are you sure you haven't preached before? Are you sure this was not something you've done before? Yeah. And so all of that, you know, has influenced how I communicate, how I receive things best, mm-hmm. even. But my journey to even being a business owner was just all kinds of, I'm going to go this direction. I'm going to healthcare, and I'm going to go to tech, and I'm going to do all these different things of just like, what is happening? Because I was trying to find this thing that I was supposed to be doing. And it wasn't until I made the second leap, because the first leap was kind of like, I'm leaping, but I don't know. And so business was terrible because I wasn't clear. So it wasn't until I sat down and I was like, what do you actually care about? You're offering all this stuff, SEO and ads and did it. And there's nothing wrong with these things. It's mm-hmm. not what I'm passionate about. I don't care. That's not right. And who do I want to help?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know that I'm perfect for the person that's just starting their business with this service part, but hey, I would love to help you and coach you through that. Right. So the mm-hmm. service part, I focus on storytelling for businesses that have been telling the same, frankly, tired stories, and sometimes ineffective stories for years. And now they're looking to scale. They're looking to, you know, get higher paying clients or bigger contracts. And they're like, okay, how do we do this? And that's the spot. That's where, you know, we come in. And now there's a team behind me. It's not just kind of my vision anymore. Mm-hmm. We come in and we help businesses tell that story, because I've seen and felt what misalignment does, not only to the bottom line of a business, but even internally. Mm-hmm. It's really hard as a business owner to sell things to your employees as like, this is the culture, this is what we're doing, this is what, if you're not even clear.
Yeah.
And then they can't go out and sell and do what they need to do, or even within the business, if they're not clear. Mm-hmm. Clarity beyond anything else for me and for any business owner. Like, once I found that, is like, this is what everyone needs.
Yeah.
Beyond the ads, beyond SEO, beyond all the whatever. If you don't have a clear message, if you don't actually understand who you are trying to serve, not sell to, mm-hmm. serve, right. and what you are, how your product or your service is actually helping that person in their life somehow, mm-hmm. then again, whatever wish you have for a successful business, good luck.
Brilliantly
so fun. It's a weird way of kind of seeing things, because in hindsight, it's 2020 for all of the things that I've gone through in my life, and the, at times, you know, family members and even other folks just kind of saying like, are you okay? Like, I'm getting a little worried about you. You're switching all these industries, all these jobs, like, right. what's going on?
And you're like, I got it eventually.
Yeah, I was searching for clarity. I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I was searching for clarity, for that clear, this is what I'm supposed to do. And until I found it, I was relentless in the search for that. And as much as it pained me at points in my 20s and even in my early 30s, I'm better for it. And I'm super excited to help others kind of do the same thing.
Right. Well, that's the reward we get for the struggle. It's just like building a fantastic muscle.
Yes.
So in that, what has come up for you in that sort of struggle where you kept going, you were resilient and you made the choice to not stop?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that maybe would have made you stop?
I'm stubborn, so I don't even know if there's some like,
yeah, let's pretend that you're, cause I feel you on that. Like, it's like, I had it, but that wasn't going to make me stop. I'm thinking like the voices in your head or the like things that you believe to be true that weren't.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot talking about stories. I had a lot of false narratives that I had made true in my mind for a very long time. And if anything, if there was anything that could have stopped all the things that happened, it definitely the self-talk. And I there's a reason we were talking before we started recording this about mindset and the importance of that, right?
Yeah.
It is bar none the one thing I believe either sets you apart from being successful or a quote unquote, I don't believe in failure, but it, to where you'd have to start another path, right? Where, okay, yeah, this is not for me. I can't do this. Right. I'm going somewhere else. To me, if you're my, and it's not a mindset of like, the house is burning, I'm burning, but I'm going to sit here.
Yeah.
Even like, let's reevaluate that. But for me, it's really thinking about, okay, why do I want to do this? Which is again, I start all of the brand coaching stuff off with, who are you and why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Because if that why is not strong enough,
mm-hmm,
you're not going to be able to withstand the inevitable hardships that come with entrepreneurship. There's just no way.
Right.
It is, again, the one thing. You can have a love for what you're doing. You can have money even. you can have all those things. If your mindset is jacked, or you're living on false and just really negative self-talk,
mm-hmm,
at one point, it's just going to get too much. It's just going to get too much. So mm-hmm, I would say yes. For me, in thinking about kind of what would have stopped me or could have stopped me,
mm-hmm,
if I wasn't as, you know, stubborn as I am and just kind of just plowing through whatever it is,
yeah,
it would definitely be mindset. And I have to say this, I was not a intentional entrepreneur. I fell into this because I just wanted to try something different from what I was doing. Cause again, I was trying to find my thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it seriously at first because I was so scared of failing.
Mm.
There was some, I don't know, level of like, well, I failed, but I didn't really try that much. So I guess that's why I failed.
Yeah.
There's a piece and like, oh, well, yeah, I didn't, you know, I didn't mm-hmm give my all. So, okay. Yeah. I didn't work. It's fine. And I had to drop that when I recognized, you know, I'm playing myself. You have this potential to do yes this thing. And here you are going half staff.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are playing it small. Here you are not showing up for yourself.
Yeah.
It's not possible. So ironically, I made that decision. And then probably like a couple of months later, my dad got sick with cancer. And I'm in Texas. He was in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And for 9 months, so mind you, I said, I'm in, I'm ready, I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like God was like, really though?
Uh-huh.
Test that.
Yeah. So,
for 9 months after that, I was traveling back and forth between Dallas, Texas, and Boston, Massachusetts. And it was hard. it was incredibly difficult to watch, you know, your hero, the person that always had muscle and strong and needed nothing from no one, was always one giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to watch that person wither while I'm trying to build something.
Right.
And it wasn't until a conversation with him while he was sick. And I said, you know, I feel like I'm letting you down. Because, you know, he's old school. Go to college, get a good job, get married, house the kids, the whatever.
Yeah.
And I started that, you know, got my master's, started a second master's program for divinity as I was going through ordination. And then I just dropped it, everything, mm-hmm. and decided on this crazy path that like was not fruitful for a while. And I just like, how embarrassing that might be, that must be for someone, like for him. And he's just like, you are one of the most resilient and determined people I've ever met in my life. And the only thing I can ask you to do is to not give up.
Oh.
So. Whew.
Yeah. Yeah.
He passed in July. And I think for me, as much as I'm grieving,
mm-hmm.
there's a part of me that's even more determined now. Like, beyond. So the why is important. It's actually more important than the work, because when the work is not going well and it's, mm-hmm. you know, you have those months that you're like, okay, I have a whole team. How are we going to do this?
Yeah.
That's what I remember. You're resilient.
Yeah.
You're stubborn. That's pretty much what he's trying to say.
we'll go with resilient.
Right. What are you going to do? Mm-hmm. What would that person do?
Yeah.
And that's what I get up and I try to do.
It's like you are channeling who he sees you to be.
Yep. Because that's my plan. That's my goal.
Yeah.
Like I am going to be who I'm going to be who he saw me as.
Yeah.
Because even as I was playing it small and not walking in my full potential, he saw it.
What a gift to be seen.
Oh yeah. It was, yeah.
Well, and you get to offer that then to your clients in the way you provide them with clarity.
Exactly. Because it's coming from a place of, and hence why some folks will say, you know, it feels like therapy, because a part of it, you know, I allow for that space for you to go through your emotions. You know, there are plenty of tears,
right?
In some of these episodes. There are plenty of, you know, soul bearing, like I've never told anyone this. Well, I've never thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of those, because I'm not coming from a place of, what can we do to make sure you make more money? I really, you know, that will come if you're approaching anything with authenticity, if you're approaching it from a place of it's in here and it's just an overflow, the money will come, because you're going to be determined to help and serve in whatever way that you can. So for sure, what I'm definitely trying to kind of pass on to my client.
What a beautiful way to approach business.
Yeah.
It's a gift. Thank you for what you've shared. Thank you for what you do. And for those who were just enthralled by what you had to say, where can they find you to work with you?
Okay. So I'll start with the agency stuff first. We are everywhere that, I was going to say something really ridiculous, but I'm not going to. I was going to say where, you know, if you're 35 and older, where you are on the internet, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We are not on TikTok. I have no plans on being on TikTok. And you can also find us at www.cmcmarketing.co. And for me personally, you can find me at Carolee Moore, CarroleeMoore, a lot of doubles, I'm sorry, on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as well. And my website that is strictly for brand coaching, if you're interested, is my full name. So CarroleeMoore.com as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the time and the wisdom you've shared with us. I appreciate all of that.
Yeah, this was great. I didn't mean to like get teary. I didn't know I was going to. I think it's just the season.
It's an honor to sit with somebody in that moment. So, and to share that with others. So thank you also for that. I know.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Mm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.